Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to our second ever live show from Leeds. I said the magic word, which was Leeds.
And either some people came from last night, or that's just a Leeds thing.
Before we get into tonight, plumbing the Death Star, How many people were here last night?
Goodness me. That's quite a few.
So it's like everyone from this side was basically there, and this seems to be new. Cool.
Welcome.
I'm also a big fan of the fact I've got a big chair.
Spread out. Lounge.
Yeah,
enjoy the space.
Normally we're on like bar stools, so this I feel like we're on a porch. It's real good.
It feels like an intimate like book reading.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming. Hey everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, how would you protect your city, Leeds, from a Godzilla attack?
Question, how close is the sea?
That's a very good question.
How fast is a Godzilla? Next question.
Give me that in kilometers.
Yeah.
Or football fields.
Any Hollywood unit of measurement, please.
Yeah. Miles.
Their football fields are different size to our football fields, so that would be confusing as well.
Give it to us in Big Ben's.
All right. All right, so the average dad is 6 foot, so yep. How many dads is that?
That's a lot of dads.
How many dads to a mile?
Is that a way of... Can we convert dads to the metric system? What?
Yeah. Mm. How many feet in a mile?
Does anyone know? None of us are clever.
Rumor dumb fucks. Good. Including us.
Anyway, I just wanted to know how far it would take Godzilla to get here and how much time we had, basically. 75 Ooh. Miles isn't... Huh?
All right, thanks.
So if the car's traveling at 120 kilometers an hour, it'll get here in an hour.
All right. Yeah, I reckon Godzilla's about that fast.
As fast as a car.
Going at 120. He's got big steps.
Yeah, but I guess.
How big is
anyway,
Godzilla?
Look, we're getting stuck on semantics straight off the bat. I'm not a fan of sitting how I was sitting. So right. Anyway, yes. So yes, a Godzilla attack. Right,
Godzilla is attacking my city, and my city happens to be Leeds.
Yes.
And we got to stop Godzilla from attacking Leeds.
Yes. Let's say, okay. Just hypothetically, we have a day's notice.
All right.
Well, a day's notice.
A fisherman's
Or do you want a week's notice? How much notice do you want?
Quick question. How quickly can I be elected mayor?
In a day.
In a day. All right, cool. Cool. All right, I got an idea.
Yeah.
I can ask this audience one quick question. What is your most hated other city? Manchester.
Except one person who said Bradmont.
All right. Now,
is that your personal most hated city?
Bradford.
Right, Manchester. Bradford. Cool.
Yeah, now, okay. Manchester?
Easy. Okay. Now, does Manchester hate Leeds as much as you hate Manchester? Fantastic. That's the best news. All right. What I'm going to have to do, and like, I'm sorry, but to do this, I need Leeds to hate me.
Okay.
So I need to get kicked out of Leeds.
Ooh, double agent.
All right. So what is
only you
that
hate
you...
Bradford, apparently.
What is something that you guys love?
Rugby.
Okay, Greg's.
Rugby and Greg's.
All right. First off, I have to somehow violate Greg's or find a man named Greg and violate him.
If Giles Hammett shat in a Greg's, would he be kicked out of Leeds?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's normal.
Yeah.
What?
All right, how about this? All right, I'll just spray paint Manchester rules over Greg's. Your first Greg's, I assume.
Leeds is historic first Greg's.
They get extremely mad at me. Yep. Hopefully this news spreads like wildfire. Manchester, like, yes, hire
Oi,
that boy.
Oi, there's the guy that spray painted the Greg's.
And I'm like, that's Greg's.
The first Greg's. That's our most sacred Greg's.
Yeah. So then Manchester, I assume, will fly me to their town and either make me on...
Fly you from Leeds to Manchester.
Did you get a call from Manchester being like, are you the fella that spray-painted the historic first Greg's?
Oh, I am.
There is a first-class jet prepared for you.
Because I assume they're either going to make me honorary mayor for the day, which is my plan, or give me the key to the city, which I assume makes me at least, like, honorary sub-mayor of that town for a bit.
Mm. I don't think anyone really knows what the key to the city does. I think we all have different ideas.
Locks.
Key to the city, skeleton key, same kind of key.
Yep.
Or a big key you can hit one citizen with.
I assumed it was a big key opened up some kind of secret vault underground.
Yeah. You can look at the Manchester treasure.
Yes.
If I got that one, I get to hit one citizen, I choose the mayor because I don't think he's expecting that. You can hit one citizen. You. Boom.
Ow.
Ow. No one's ever done that.
I'm changing that rule.
So using like the key to the city, I either be traded in for like just like, hey, mayor, you want to use this? Let me give you a job for a day. And then somehow... I got to make
Hang on, your plan's to get the key of the city and then swap with the mayor, be like, hey, I'll give you the key to the city.
Let me be a mayor. And he'd be like, yes. And I'm like,
the
gotcha.
The mayor's like, as you're giving you this key to the city, you can feel a tug because he like doesn't want to give it away.
Yeah.
Do you want the key to the city, Mr. Mayor?
Yes. Yeah, do it. Can I keep it if you make me mayor for the day? He's like, deal.
Okay.
Yes. Sorted it. So now I need to be like, right, how do I make Manchester appeal to Godzilla? What does Godzilla want?
Fish.
Because kind of like when you like...
Are you looking at me with your head cocked at the idea that Godzilla wants fish? Of course Godzilla wants fish. He lives in the sea.
Yeah.
He usually sleeps in the sea.
Well, he's eating something. I imagine as he sleeps, fish swim into his throat.
Maybe some kind of whale or like a shark.
Well, as he's
but basically, my strategy here is to kind of like... When, like, say, you are hanging out with your, like, cooler, like, more attractive friends, so everyone just leaves you alone, that's what I want to do for Manchester, is we make Manchester real fucking good so that Godzilla's like, ooh, and then avoids Leeds.
Yeah, well,
So you're making Manchester better than Leeds for a day, but then Godzilla's destroying Manchester, keeping Leeds safe, also destroying their
one rival,
Manchester.
All right, what I'm
going to
have to do is mayor hop.
Okay. Just a classic mayor hop.
Just a mayor hop. So I just keep like hopping from town to town.
Does Manchester also have a historic Greg's? Can you do the opposite?
What's good in Manchester? Nothing. Yeah, good response.
Hey!
they got a statue of, I don't know,
Oasis.
Sir James Manchester. Deface that.
Sure.
So what does Godzilla want?
Like I said, fish.
Apart from fish.
Fishermen.
Anything else? Cause that's easy to get.
Godzilla sure loves Japan.
Okay. All right. Manchester has a Wagamama.
You're just yelling gibberish from the... Manchester's got a hookabada, hookabada, bargana. That's pretty good.
Right,
spray paint that. They got a bugaloo. That's pretty cool. What? I assume it's just a kind of Greg's.
Yeah. I can only assume. All right, so we'll deface Manchester's Wagamamas. Their first one.
The historic Manchester Wagamama.
I assume what Godzilla likes. What, he likes tall things?
Sure.
He likes fish?
Yes.
Is he
after a mate?
Like uranium?
What? I feel like he's ambivalent towards uranium. He's a big lizard. He hates other monsters.
All right. Okay.
Maybe turn the mayor of Manchester really big.
I was going to say, irradiate that boy.
Whoop.
He's big. He's like, what did you do? I gave you the key of the city and this hate. Wait, I'm not the mayor, am I?
Did you not trade with the mayor? Your plan is so convoluted.
Did I just make myself big?
Yes.
And now you're attracted to Godzilla.
Okay.
I don't like where this is going.
No, I'm a big boy.
You're going to Bugs Bunny it, yeah?
Yeah.
No, you know when Bugs Bunny becomes a beautiful woman?
Ah, yes. Okay. Was Godzilla a boy Godzilla or a lady Godzilla? Because if we go with, like, you know, the best Godzilla.
Yes.
All right, so the Broderick version.
Yeah.
The best version. Fight me. So that's a lady Godzilla.
Yes. So you're going to have to be a hunky. Does Godzilla want to fuck man?
A big
man?
Is
that ever established in the canon? They're like, he came from a nuclear bomb. Also, loves fucking human beings.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, cannot find a human being big enough.
Well, look, it's an unknown quantity.
And the translation is, none of you are big enough to fuck.
You need to be this tall to fuck.
All right, okay, so I'm going to have to get a suit.
Yes.
Some kind of, like, you know that inflatable dino suit that you see people wearing?
Sure.
So that. So I'll put that on first, then I'll radiate myself, then boop. And so then I'm all like, Godzilla, I'm over here in your favorite town, Manchester. It'd be real sad if you stomped in our lovemaking.
That is the sexiest thing anyone has ever said.
I've made a nest and I'll crush the Manchester Stadium.
If I'm in a bar trying to pick up, I'm like, hey, it's me, Jackson, here at the bar.
I'm at the bar.
Wait,
you're
Godzilla.
At the bar.
It's simple.
I hate Manchester.
It's simple. It's Godzilla. I just and I'll wink.
The audience was really lucky there because that was the most upsetting mouth.
But it was directed.
What annoys me is that tongue's doing stuff I know it doesn't have to.
Yeah. Show these people as well. You're welcome. I don't want anyone to miss out.
Wink. Gotta have that wink.
That imagine if we're like
real bad.
We're like the mayor's aides and we're looking up like, we shouldn't have given that guy.
Why don't we make that guy mayor and then big?
When he became mayor, first thing he said was, where's your uranium? And we were just like, it's in the big vault.
Sick, I'm lucky I got this key.
Weird that he got in that dinosaur outfit.
So, like, we're citizens. Oh, this is good. I can swap sides.
That's
good. We're citizens. We hear a Godzilla attack's coming. And how are you selling this to us?
Yeah, I believe it was mostly subterfuge.
We don't get it sold to us one day. There's just a giant man in a dinosaur costume.
I defaced that Greggs, man. You guys love me.
You know the guy that defaced the Greggs?
Yeah, the one Greggs, the sacred Greggs.
He's big now.
I don't know if I like that.
Also, you're gross Manchesterans. I don't give a shit. I have to protect you.
Is anyone from Manchester here tonight? Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
Oh.
Oh, wait, that was one as well. Oh.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Sorry.
I don't know if I'd know it was happening until we're like sharing a coffee. Sharing a coffee? Yeah. We're like, give us your biggest coffee. What? We're sharing.
Yeah. So I'll get big.
I think it's like sharing a coffin.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going with as
we're
well.
We're sharing a coffin in the cemetery. I'm like, what's that? I can't hear. We're in a grave.
It's weird that we're talking, but we're dead.
I didn't think we were dead. I thought we were just lying in the coffin waiting for someone to bury us.
I've got some terrible news for you then.
Dusha, today rules. When we woke up this morning, we didn't know what we were going to do today, and now we're lying in a coffin getting buried. Best day ever.
Oh, this rules. Sunday's my favorite day.
So while you two are lying in a coffin, I'll somehow have to, like, wave over Godzilla.
Yeah.
And entice him. Because I'm assuming he's making a beeline to Leeds. How far away is Manchester from Leeds?
2 very good answers.
I feel like this is the most measurements we've ever asked from a crowd.
It's also funny because they keep yelling measurements back that we Australians don't understand. How big's a mile? You can say fucking 12 kilometers. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be. Whoa.
How many hours drive? Less than an hour. Sweet.
Hey, all what's right. a nautical That's... mile? Is how it... come you got regular and sea? We don't have that. We don't have sea kilometers. Measurements are crazy.
So it's an hour's drive, so that's like easy, like a what? Less than
What's
maybe
the
a
speed
40
limit
minute...
on that road?
I'm going to say...
70 miles an hour, so that's like 110 km, which is the speed of Godzilla.
Yeah. So I reckon.
So Godzilla.
I reckon I could either keep pace with Godzilla as a big boy.
Yeah,
maybe.
You don't really. You could just go to the beach as a big lizard.
Yeah.
And when Godzilla comes out, be like, let's go to the. You know, like,
hold my hand. I know a great place.
Yeah. That's funny because Godzilla marches out.
They
of the
have
sea
a Wagamama.
Fuck yeah!
Well, fuck yeah! Wagamama. Here it is. It serves pie.
Hang on. So,
also, your plan can be so much simpler. Well, it's not really that much simpler. So you're giant in a dinosaur suit at the beach.
Yeah.
Godzilla marches out of the sea. You just like. Standing there and then march back in the sea with Godzilla?
No.
Oh, wait, that then you die.
Then I die.
Then the giant corpse of a man washes up on the beach.
It's funny.
I'll be like, come on, let's go on a first date and we'll go to Manchester and we'll hit it off.
Yeah.
I will destroy some towns, eat some people, it'll be good.
And are then, you eating people too?
Well, I have to now. I'm in too deep. Okay?
Imagine,
and then when Godzilla's like, oh, is now the time that we get to, I'm like, not on the first date, Godzilla. Treat me right. Let's go to somewhere else. And then we go to, what's your second most favorite hated city? And then we go to Liverpool. Right? And I just keep stringing on Godzilla and we destroy town after town until
goal?
It's only Leeds. And then we go to France. And then we go to France.
Was that yes, we hate France or yes, France is a place?
I just liked everyone.
What's your most closest hated like country? And then we go to Wales. Fuck up Cardiff a bit. Kick some cows.
Big fan of everyone's response to France because it was like you had to think about it. Then you're like, no, yeah, I do hate France. France? Yeah, fuck them up.
Them with their Eiffel Tower and their fucking Louvre.
You are going to have to fuck Godzilla eventually though, right?
Whoa!
Unless your plan is to decimate the planet except for later.
How long you reckon like I could string Godzilla around?
England. After that, Godzilla's like, Godzilla's like, I'd really like to take this to the next level. Also, I really want to talk about being one of the humans you eat because the dinosaur mouth extends beyond your mouth and I might just think you were a dinosaur until I got to your open mouth and saw your face.
Well, with the suit, the head's up here. So
I just landed on your hair.
It'd be like chest height is where I'd have to eat you.
That's fucked up.
This dinosaur's eating us from its neck. Human mouth, human mouth.
That would be so scary. Well, the last thing you're seeing being human teeth. Like, imagine.
Yeah. Well,
What?
Look, all right. Fuck no.
No, I got the fuck no. I just didn't hear the first part or the last part. But I do admire that you
went with
this. To be
honest, I'm a little confused.
I think someone just doesn't like your idea.
If I could go to like Wales or France, because I reckon I don't have to like fuck Godzilla straight away. There's several bases. You know what I mean? Godzilla would love me. I assume that's what she's yelling at me about. I don't know. But I assume, you know, there's several bases there. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I can, like, you know, I don't have to go all the way just
I yet. Feel like you're rude stringing Godzilla along.
I feel like that if you're eating people,
yeah,
you've already crossed too many lines, so you might as well fuck a lizard.
Also, it's annoying that we can never shrink you down again.
And also, like, do you want to be the man that fingered Godzilla, or do you want to be the man that had sex with Godzilla? Because for some reason, one of those headlines is more pleasant to read.
Now imagine this, right?
And it just
man fingers Godzilla, and then like 3 weeks later, man eats out Godzilla, and then a couple weeks up, man fucks Godzilla.
The idea of like being on the outskirts of a town and seeing you eating out Godzilla and being like, hot damn, what a scoop! Jackson Bailey, reporter on the man slowly wooing and fucking Godzilla. Part 13 in my 20-part series.
Exactly, and I'd sell the story to, I don't know,
I'd be
Woman's
so mad
Day.
When you finally fucked. I'm like, I'm out of a job now.
I think that if I woke up one morning and opened that like door to my house and was like going to work and saw a giant man eating out a giant lizard, I would have just been like, I wish I died. Like, I wish that lizard stomped on my house. I will never forget that I've seen that, and my life is worse because of it. No, don't like the mouth movements.
Are you imagining the taste of lizard cloaca?
Yeah, I'm just trying to imagine what that tastes like.
Bad.
I just think, yeah, bad.
Or like the sea.
Yeah, I've probably had worse in my mouth, so...
I think I would just hate living on Earth. Whoop.
You've had worse in your mouth.
I reckon I probably in my life had worse in my mouth.
I just don't know what it could be. Lizard cloaca is up there with the worst things.
Think
like if
about
we had a global
statement.
List of the worst things.
That would crack probably the top 10.
Top 10, yeah.
Top 10. Like, I'm not saying it's like not in the top like 3.
Yeah.
So that means... What life have you lived?
Maybe I don't want to know what's been in Zammit's mouth if it's worse than a lizard's cloaca. Oh my god. Chaos. I feel like yours just destroys my faith in humanity as a way of getting rid of Godzilla, and I just be disappointed in general.
But
also, after day one, you're not the mayor anymore.
Yeah. I don't really care at that point. I'm just the man wooing Godzilla across the country.
You're just a problem for the military to sort out at that point.
Yeah.
So, look.
But I've saved Leeds.
Yeah, well, Leeds
is fine. At what cost, personally, and I guess for the rest of the world? A high one.
You've physically stopped the destruction of Leeds, but you're involved directly with the emotional destruction of Leeds.
Yeah.
No one in Leeds is ever the same again.
Yeah,
would you be happy knowing your city was only safe because a man fucked a lizard? What if it was a regular lizard and a regular man? Less happy. Weirder circumstance.
like a giant goanna?
I don't know. I'm trying to imagine a scenario where they're like, the only way we can save Leeds is if this man fucks a lizard. Anyway, good plan, I guess, Sammet.
Yeah, look, has some flaws. You need to think simpler, though.
When I started, I didn't imagine trying to woo Godzilla. I just wanted to destroy Manchester. Yeah. But here we are. Sometimes life takes you an unexpected journey, so... Like anal.
Anal doesn't always have to be unexpected.
Yeah.
It's actually better when anal is expected.
Yeah, like to be honest, because it's like some prep time, man. Like, I mean,
you want
I
it
get
to
it
be an expected journey.
Yeah, you really do. Like, you gotta like lube up a little.
Anyway, before we get into the specifics, Dusha, I feel like you have a strategy.
Yeah, so I feel like you went too complex.
Not for anal, for defeating Godzilla.
You went too complex.
My strategy for one of them is just preparation is key.
Yeah.
For both, preparation is key.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So, but you've gone too big and destroyed yourself in the process.
Yeah.
You're right about Godzilla hating other monsters.
Yeah.
But, like, Godzilla, small arms. You know what the big monster has big arms? King Kong. I'm employing King Kong.
All right, I'm going to be King Kong. I'm going to be sitting in Skull Island.
Yep. Yep.
Hire me.
Excuse me, Mr. Kong. See this big banana?
If I ate you.
You ate me?
Yeah. Kong likes eating people, dickhead.
I'm standing there like this didn't work. I backed the wrong horse. I gotta go. Should have been with Zammit getting big. Fuck.
And then from the inside of
King Kong.
Sure. That was my plan this whole time. I get eaten by King Kong. Don't get swallowed. Crawl up through his skull into his brain. Yeah. Ratatouille him.
Okay.
Pull all that brain hair.
All right, if you're nimble enough.
No! Yes!
This ape's got a hairy brain. I've seen Ratatouille. I know what to do here.
If you're nimble enough to dodge like his thick Kong fingers,
yeah,
and you distract him with a big banana at least, and then like crawl up his arms and Ratatouille this so you can control him via his like Kong brain. Yeah, no, that's a good plan.
All right, so I'm gonna Ratatouille King Kong to fight Godzilla.
That's so how are you stopping the drowning issue?
Yeah. And also
big boat idiot, next question.
So again, big boat's not going to, like, a big barge though, yes.
Yeah.
What is a barge if not a big boat?
Oh, it's look, really good enough. To imagine King Kong like straddling the Titanic and kicking with his legs. And everyone's like, that was really easy getting him back to New York. It's sad Dusha died. And you pop out of his ear, you're like, I'm all good.
Heavy brain, though.
Ever seen Ratatouille? No. Well, I'm not going to explain the plot to you, but this is similar. Then you climb back onto the brain.
And people are like, wow, I really should have seen that film. It's similar to this.
This would make a lot more sense if I'd seen Ratatouille. That's great, because now I imagine the crew of the ship watching Ratatouille and being like, this doesn't help.
Which part of this is he currently doing?
What's going on?
Does he want to become a chef?
Are you going to take King Kong to a restaurant, try and make a soup?
So the problem with Ratatouille, though...
One
that,
star
restaurant. Chef Ratatouille. What's his name? Not Remy.
Linguini.
Linguini. The problem with Linguini is that he still has control over his like own self and emotions.
Yeah.
Right.
He actually still has control of his legs.
And his legs. So you have to wrangle an angry Kong. Who
he
I assume
angry.
Is angry. You just got to wrangle a Kong, I guess.
If you get King Kong doing a handstand, then his legs will just kick as he's trying to get loose. But his legs are smaller than his hands. So you're okay. Yeah.
But then you would like grasp on and not fall off.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm nothing if not athletic and nimble.
That's true. How long's the walk or boat ride from Kong Island?
I'm not going to ask the audience for a distance measurement again. I don't want to do that.
178,000 nautical miles, which is different to normal miles, which is different to everything else.
I just feel if Kong goes to sleep, you're going to have a annoyed Kong on your hands. So you're going to have to have some shifts.
I feel like if you get deep enough in the brain, you can just fucking mess around with it and he'll just knock the Kong out, you know?
Alternatively, I reckon Kong likes being patted on the head. I reckon I win him over while he sleeps, just pat him.
Okay.
Then he'll wake up calm.
Yeah.
Until I crawl into his brain again and then take control.
Yeah, then he will be panicked.
It'll probably feel like he's got ants on his brain, yes.
Yeah. So you finally arrive in Leeds.
Yep.
75 miles from Leeds.
Yep.
Sorry, at the shore. You got to walk.
Godzilla's...
Are you arriving at the same time as Godzilla?
Oh,
yeah,
fuck.
You've got, because you've got a day.
Yeah. You have to plan this. You have to already be getting King Kong for another reason. Well, isn't this lucky I crawled inside this ape's brain?
What a coincidence.
Okay, so you've got King Kong there for other means, reasons.
My life, bigger than life size Donkey Kong reenactment. That's what I've brought him here for. I don't know why that was my one... What could I use King Kong for? That's
Kong
just a coincidence.
Meat.
I've brought him here to eat. Oh, he's still alive. Oh, there's a Godzilla attack.
You want
perfect.
Fresh Kong meat?
You're sick of stale Kong meat. Because
all right, okay. How about this? All right, you made like about months ago. We went to Greg's.
Yeah.
And you were like, I think I need a new pie.
Yep.
And they're like, well, we've heard of this mythical ape in Skull Island. I reckon we could make a delicious ape pie. And you're like, thank you for hiring me several months ago.
It's great if you imagine Greg's was like, we need an ape pie. And you're like, I know where there's a lot of ape. I know where to get you.
Give me an expedition and a film crew.
I like the idea that, like, I leave that meeting and they're like, wait, did he say ape? Heaps of ape? This seems like it's going to be a problem.
No. We said grape pie. Grape pie. Ah, fuck.
But I guess it worked out because Godzilla was coincidentally attacking at the same time. So do you think Godzilla...
As Godzilla is coming in, Greg's like, we could make a Godzilla pie.
Yeah.
So get us that Godzilla.
We could make a Nando's.
Hey.
Nando's is chicken. Shush. Not lizard.
All right. So you've been employed
by Greg's to invent the new pie, which is a Kong pie.
All right.
For some reason, I brought Kong back alive. By sheer coincidence, Godzilla's attacking. We're now on the shore.
Yes.
It was too hard to get to this point.
He had to fuck a lizard. Mine's easier.
His involved less travel.
Yeah.
So do you think just inherently Godzilla is going to attack King Kong?
No, but I'm controlling King Kong, so King Kong will inherently attack Godzilla.
You're not controlling King Kong's legs.
Yeah, he might run away.
Run away with his arms throwing punches backwards.
Well, I know. Kong does like fighting people and fighting big things.
Yeah,
think so does Godzilla.
Yeah,
I reckon you could get him going.
They will fight, but you've got to hope that King Kong doesn't just try to run into the water, because then you're in a quickly flooding King Kong.
Why would King Kong
to get away from the big lizard?
King Kong has no fear. King Kong's just there to throw hands.
Yeah. Kong is strongest there is.
All right. That felt like that was a quote from something, but I know it wasn't.
It really was?
Kong is strongest there is. Yeah. That's not a thing.
It's like, you know, when Kong's like, ah, then there's like a little subtitle. Kong is strongest there is. And then when he's yelling at, like, you know, Godzilla. Ah!
I'm just going to whisper to King Kong, apes together strong.
Yeah.
Me and King Kong, both apes.
That's true. He does know that. That's a fair point.
So, I'll just keep whispering, apes together strong. We'll join forces to take down a Godzilla.
Yeah. Apes together strong.
Then what are you doing with King Kong?
Letting him go.
I mean, you did have a deal with Greggs.
Walk King Kong into a butcher. I meant a slaughterhouse. A butcher's great. That's a guy. Kill this ape. What? Kill this ape, give it to Greggs. You don't even get the meat. Hurry.
You have to work fast.
Quick. He's rebelling. I can only stay in his brain for so long. If you cut off his legs now, I control all of him. What an intense day for you.
What an intense day for that butcher. Can Kong take on Godzilla? Because, like, yes, Godzilla, Kong has hands, but Godzilla got fire breath.
Yeah, but King Kong's got hands. Godzilla got eyes. All you got to do is pull them eyes out.
Yeah,
you got
true.
It. The eyes are they're the most vulnerable part of anything, you know? So King Kong's just got to get up there and do a gouge.
I mean, that is why we are lizards don't, cause us a hassle.
Yeah, that's why we as human beings have survived, because we can gouge out lizard eyes. Our caveman ancestors, that's basically 99% of what we did. Fuck, shit, gouge a lizard.
Yeah.
It's cool that we stayed at the top of the food chain, not because we were clever, just because we could gouge.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really,
Name one other animal capable of gouging.
Apes. An orangutan.
Yeah, well, they're apes as well.
Really, like, historically, if you look at, like, say, you know, like a lizard, the closest thing would be a dinosaur. Like, what's made us better than, like, dinosaurs is, like, an asteroid. So can we summon a localized asteroid just on Godzilla?
I don't know how to summon an asteroid. I was never taught.
While you think about that, Joel Zammit.
Yeah.
What's your idea to take down this Godzilla?
So you've all, again, like, you both went so fucking complicated.
Yeah.
You forgot the weakest part of any animal is its insides.
Oh, I was going to say eyes.
So I employ an army of people with drill hats. They just turn on the drills, run at Godzilla, drill inside Godzilla, and make their way to the heart.
Well, I mean, it's a good idea, but, like, you're going to have to really just, like, pierce the skin.
Yeah, well,
and that's
I make
the problem.
Tough drills.
You go for some fleshy, like,
I
openings.
Already had the tough drills because we were mining weird.
Mining wrong.
Welcome to my wrong mine. We don't know if we've hit anything.
We can't see.
We just make lots of little holes. But then they just drill inside the Godzilla, navigate somehow. Presumably some will just fly out because the inside of a Godzilla is hard to find your way around. And then one of them will make the way to the heart or the brain and dead Godzilla.
Question.
Yeah.
Would Godzilla's stomach acid kill your army?
Probably some, but some will avoid the tummy.
Well, how are you going to get people?
Yeah.
Because when you see a Godzilla, your lizard brain response would be to run the other way.
I say, my army of miners.
Yes.
Are you willing to die for Leeds? Would you? Well, then put on a drill hat. As the entirety of Leeds are like, nope, fuck it, it's yours.
I'll be like, whoa! Shit.
And then I'll put some drill hats on my hands and feet.
And your torso.
And my torso, and I'll just leap on Godzilla and drill my way inside him.
That's violent.
Yeah? Well, he's a big... What are you going to be like, hey, Godzilla, I'm trying diplomacy. Please just go.
How do you like? Yeah, how do you diplomacy a Godzilla?
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to drill my way to his heart.
I feel like you can't. I mean, that's sad. Because what happens then when another kaiju comes and attacks?
I drill my way to his heart.
Yeah, right.
That solves my King Kong problem too. Through.
Yeah,
maybe you should be the butcher. I take it, to.
Jackson. Chop up this King Kong. I can't do that, but I can drill my way to its heart. Jackson, can you get rid of this Godzilla? And I just put on my drill hat, and you're like, I don't know what's about to happen here.
The problem with like your plans is that you're killing Godzilla.
Is that
and
not
like,
the aim?
But like, we can just stop it from destroying Leeds because weirdly, Godzilla ends up being a protector of a certain town it chooses.
Yeah.
Usually Japan. But
yeah,
for
but
some
could
reason,
be Leeds
could be
for
Leeds.
This time.
So the problem there is now that if you two have slaughtered Godzilla, yeah. I mean, how are you going to get rid of Mothra?
Well, with my drill hat.
Okay.
Actually, Mothra's in the sky, so maybe I can't do that. Unless I wait at the top of a building for Mothra to fly under and then dive.
What about
and
like,
try to head first into Mothra's head? Go through, hit the
like
ground, keep
a
drilling.
Catapult.
Yeah.
Into Mothra.
Of my drill self.
Yeah.
Jackson Bailey drill boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think that nobody ever tries to get inside Godzilla, and it's a shame, you know?
You also probably don't even need a drill hat to get inside, because Godzilla has openings, like a mouth.
Yeah. It does also like to eat people.
Yeah, but I've got to risk getting eaten.
So what you do is you wrap yourself in a giant fish suit, like a lot of fish.
He does love fish.
He loves fish.
That's
so what
a
you
good
do
point. Holy
is you
shit.
Get, is you go to the docks. I assume Leed has one. Go to
fisherman,
the docks.
Fish me up.
Fish, get a big pile of fish.
Yeah.
You just plop in the middle.
I run 75 miles to the sea.
Yes.
Dressed as a fish.
Dressed as a fish, surrounded by a big pile of fish.
Yeah.
And so when Godzilla grabs and eats those like big pile of fish, you're hopefully in there.
Yeah.
He swallows you. Then you turn on the drill.
It's great to imagine me at the docks and I like jump in a pile of fish. The fishermen are like, what are you doing? I'm like, just wait. Godzilla will eat me. Godzilla gets out of the sea and just goes to Leeds. Did he come out of the sea yet?
Is he getting me? Is he loving the fish?
Am I inside Godzilla yet? Ah.
Like big footprints.
Why didn't you tell me he was coming by?
Just what destroying the city center?
Ah. Then I just go back down in the fish because I know I'm going to be in trouble. I just hide in here. If anyone comes looking for me, tell them I'm fish. Hey, is that Jackson Cunt who said he was going to protect us here?
No, that's just fish.
That's just a big pile of fish. Don't look in it. Yeah, cheers, man. Thanks for that.
Does that fish just talk?
No, shut up. I'm fish.
All right, then.
Carry on being
fish. Hey, fish, have you seen Jackson?
No, he was somewhere else.
Anyway, everyone, get this fish back in the ocean.
And then I drown.
Something about licking good. Who knows what that even means? I'm still working out how to summon a meteor.
We could go to space and just hope that a meteor turns up eventually.
Well, there's the asteroid belt, but it's going to be hard to get there in a day.
Nah.
What if we've got a week to prepare all this? Can you get...
How quickly can we get into space?
And back with an asteroid.
Hey, how easy is it to strap a rocket to Godzilla?
Gonna need a lot of Velcro.
No, that's good. Me and you, thinking like dumb fucks. Jackson, for once, clever. Why bring a meteor to Earth when you can bring
Godzilla
to
a meteor? I thought for a second you're going to be like, why bring a meteor to Earth when you can bring Earth to a meteor and just slam Earth into... No. Should have brought just Godzilla.
Can we hire the team from Armageddon, please, for this?
Yeah, sure. Sick. Bruce Willis and the gang. Yeah. I just like the idea of getting like an Acme-style rocket, strapping it to Godzilla, light in the end, and off Godzilla goes.
Yeah.
Although I don't get any kudos for that. People are like, Godzilla just went.
I like... How big's the rocket for people to be like, oh, he just left?
So he got it.
He just
like,
left backwards, I guess.
If we invent or like design or whatever these like big shoes,
yeah,
okay. And so we know his rough path where he's going to go, and we sort of like line them up. So he like big slippers almost,
yeah.
So even or big Crocs,
yeah.
Slips his foot in, but we've attached like a big rocket,
sure.
And then we just like Wispy goes.
What's great? Oh, I thought, okay, so they're underneath. In my mind, they were on the back of the shoes, and Godzilla was just going to spiral. Not only is he going to space, it was one final indignity for him as well, that he spiraled his way to an asteroid.
He got sick.
He's throwing up as he's going. That's great as well.
Spiraling Godzilla.
And we'll just hope he hits an asteroid. That's basically the plan.
Sun?
Yeah, or into the sun. I don't know how to aim in space.
I mean, at that point, I don't think all you got to do is get rid of him. So I think you're fine.
I was also thinking a moat, maybe.
Someone in the crowd said,
"Oh yeah." I
no.
mean, look, like a big moat because Godzilla spends all his time in the ocean.
Yeah.
Which so is generally bigger than a moat and filled with water. So,
yeah, that sounds like a great plan. I'm going to go back to the lady in the crowd that muttered no under her breath when you said that idea.
I like to think that was because they had like a knowledge of
no.
Oh, was it? Yeah, was that the kind of no?
No, it was like no.
Nobody's going to allow a moat to be built around Leeds, Jackson. Come on.
Come on.
No. I think it was probably more a no to do with the fact that Godzilla comes from the ocean.
Godzilla, so you guys are thinking of building a moat because Godzilla's scared of water. I'm building a deep moat so that we just, like, Godzilla falls in and then has to climb its way back out.
And then what happens?
It's the next generation's problem.
Yeah, fair. How quickly can you build a fake town? Like a sound stage.
Counter question. How quickly can Godzilla figure out it's a fake town?
Well, I mean, you stomp on it a bit and it'll be done. Because you're like, blah, blah, blah. Then you'll be happy and then go back in the ocean.
I think our whole premise here for some reason is that Godzilla will just occasionally come out of the sea, kill a town, go back into the sea. Yeah. And this time has just chosen Leeds, which, as we know, is 75 miles from the sea. Which is great for any seaside town that Godzilla comes out near who are like, shit. Oh, no.
He's going.
He's
there
going.
He goes.
Oh, we got Leeds. He's coming back for us. Oh, no.
There's got to be
Godzilla's
a way.
Godzilla's just going back into the sea. No, wait.
I got you.
I have it.
Uh-huh.
We figure out where out of the water Godzilla is coming.
Yep.
Yep.
We get a big ship.
Yep.
With a hard bottom.
Yep.
We angle ourselves over the top of Godzilla so Godzilla bonks its head, falls unconscious, and sails away.
All right, I got another idea.
Yeah.
Okay, what we got to do, same kind of situation, we find out where he is.
Yeah.
But what we do is we try and, like, get on his shoulders and with a big rod dangle, like, a building in front of his eye line and then aim him towards France. Or Manchester. Sorry, mate.
I'll happily be the dangler.
Yeah.
If you want to hook me on a thing in front of Godzilla's mouth, I'll be like, hey, idiot,
I reckon
come eat me.
Done.
I'm so close, yet you are unable.
I'm the dangler, motherfucker.
Exactly. We'll just all be in that, like, imagining a little house and being like, come and get us, Godzilla, you shit.
I open a door like, come in, idiot.
We'd be so good to stomp because we're so far away.
That's very funny as well for you two watching that happen and then Godzilla just breathes flame on me.
Or
you're like, oh yeah, that was a possibility. Holy shit, Jackson's dead. We achieved nothing. Oh. Fuck, get in a boat. We're going to Skull Island where no one will know we ever did this.
Or like, if really, God, because like he could look up.
Oh yeah, Godzilla could just be like, oh, you're on top of me. Or Godzilla turns around and goes into the sea and I drown. Oh no, we didn't get Jackson out of the house.
There's so many flaws.
I'm going to make sure that your tombstone says Jackson the Dangler. Bailey.
Don't even have my name.
The Dangler.
The Dangler. Dead.
Did job wrong.
Don't know who the Dangler was, but he's dead now.
That'd be a nice statue, like a crane with a house.
It's awful that the thing I'm remembered for is dangling in front of Godzilla and then being burned to death. That's a shame that that's my legacy.
That's a horrible legacy to have. The moment you dying is the thing you're remembered for.
Yeah. It's bad.
What did he do before he died? Hard to say, but he's dead now and that's what we remember.
He's been burned to death in a house. Honestly, I don't know why you put me in the house. I know why
you volunteered. So we're like, any of you people from Leeds want to volunteer to save Leeds? It's very risky. You might die. No. We don't want a random Australian. Oh,
yes. Dangle me, motherfucker.
You've been in Leeds like 36 hours. You willing to die for it?
I just want to dangle, dude. When else am I going to get the opportunity to dangle in a house?
I've been put on this earth for two things, to dangle and to be dumb, so this seems perfect.
What's like a lizard's natural predator?
Bird.
Yeah, anything?
It's a bird, idiot. Next question. What's it like being the dumb one? Is it good? Ask me another question.
I was going to say, do mongoose hate them as much as they hate snake?
Get a mongoose. It's great that we have animals that are enemies.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, mongoose and snake, not predators, just hate each other.
Yeah. Fucking want to get... So, I reckon if we irradiate a mongoose...
Yeah, what? Why you got to irradiate everything?
Because it's got to be big.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you have an alternative method to get it big?
No, I was just going to dangle it again.
So you're going to dangle a mongoose.
One mongoose versus a Godzilla. That's a dead mongoose. Yes.
Funny if the mongoose wins, though.
Oh, fuck. Well, it is a natural prep, maybe.
If we go with my plan of bird and we irradiate bird to be big,
yeah,
then bird picks up Godzilla, goes. Not a problem anymore.
Yeah. But I feel, depending on bird, if bird too big, it become our problem.
Why do things get funnier when we talk like cavemen? If bird too big, take lizard. Lizard bird gone. We sleep good now. No longer worry. Bird in sky.
But what bird land?
What bird not land on Leeds, but necessarily?
Bird land somewhere else.
And then bird maybe comes back occasionally, but mostly bird's gone.
I hate bird.
That's what the people of Leeds say when bird comes back. Oh, I hate bird. I hope bird not here long. Oh, good, bird's gone again.
Bird leave me happy. I hate bird.
Bird at the very least could drop lizard in sea.
Bird can drop lizard sea, correct.
Lizard loves sea.
Bird like worm.
Yeah, lizard lives sea, lizard's still alive.
Yeah,
lizard come
but
back.
Lizard's someone else's problem.
Nah.
I think I solved it, frankly.
All it took was 2-3 cavemen.
And who knew
get
the
big
cavemen?
Bird. Chuck green thing in face. Now it big.
Yeah, but a bird's not going to be hanging around a long time, you know. And it's hard to stop talking like that. Also, like, you know, a bird is going to want to build a nest.
Bird builds... Fuck, it is hard. Bird will build a nest,
and
yes.
And it's not going to build it somewhere. Leeds probably has not the biggest buildings
Does
in the world.
Does Leeds have a famously massive tree? No? Or you're like, safe.
What kind of bird? I was imagining a pigeon.
That's bad, because pigeons are just like going to look for chips and stuff.
Yeah. And they're like
this
cities.
Pigeon doesn't even like the lizard. Just wants my fish and chips. And it's huge.
This pigeon went for the potato factory.
It's just... Bird! Lizard! Not chip!
Ah! Well, irradiate a chip to be big. The pigeon will eat the chip, then maybe it'll eat the bird.
We'll give the big irradiated chip to Godzilla. Godzilla will be like, ooh, a chip, and then the big bird will come and eat it, and then Godzilla will be pissed off and chase the bird.
Big sorted. Lizard, big chip, big bird, no problem.
Yeah. We fixed it. So I think at the end of the day, that's the best solution.
I think so.
Ah.
It only took three cavemen to figure it out. Look at us with our fancy book learning.
We were like, how many miles to the sea?
They didn't need to fucking know that.
Yeah, it was just like, what big hate lizard? Bird.
Cool. We got a pigeon. Wrong bird.
Pigeon like chip, though.
Yeah.
Make chip big, problem solved.
I still hate bird. It good.
Yeah. Because then when bird come back, he not eat people. He just shitting everywhere.
big shits.
I hate shit.
Well, that's why everyone hate bird, you know.
And all we got to do then is entice bird to Manchester.
Yeah.
And then it just shits all over Manchester.
You do, you're like...
Don't worry, it looks like a bird's already shit all over Manchester, am I right?
And also, from the Manchester...
Also, fuck France!
All right.
No, not as much.
And any Frenchman in the crowd?
Where are you from? Matt. No, no, no. Leeds. That's the easy way to get everyone to stop picking on you. It's to lie.
I like
where are you from?
No, don't say it.
There's a man willing to die for his conviction.
Yeah, you put on the drill hat? Yeah. Hell yeah. I like the idea of irradiating a big chip and delivering it to Manchester. Hey, guys, just a not suspicious big chip.
Hey, it's me, the mayor of Leeds. Good friends of you, the man of Manchester.
You know, in the title.
I just got a big present for you. Yeah, oh, it's a big chip.
Is this because of your big bird?
What?
What big bird? We love big bird.
You famously hate big bird.
I want to get a newspaper that just says we hate bird.
Otherwise, things good.
So, trail of big chips all the way away from Leeds to Manchester.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. We fixed it.
Chips are easy anyway. Like,
they're so easy to make. The easiest of things to make. Although mashed potatoes easier.
Why not just get a potato? Make a big roll it to me.
Bird no like big potato.
Bird like
bird
salt.
Only like
good point.
Salt. Yeah, yeah. It's
bird like grease. I get it.
Yeah. And bird don't eat mash.
Bird like grease. Grease.
Lightning.
Grease. Oh, send bird there.
Send bird. Plus big chip.
Bird like Greece. Greece is where you get souvlaki.
Least
bird
in
like souvlaki.
Lizard in sea.
Caveman maths.
I feel like you get a big blackboard. I'm like, okay. All right. Big lizard bird. Plus a big bird bracket pigeon.
Chip question
plus
mark.
Chip question.
Potato crossed out.
Mash? No.
On the bottom.
M-A-S-H? No. No.
Big arrow, Manchester, fuck it off.
Yeah, look, I'm proud of us, frankly.
We had a big problem. Now we've got a big solution with no consequences whatsoever. Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And you've been Leeds for the second night in a row.
Woo!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.